Today we have John Beasley, Extension Peanut Agronomist with the University of Georgia, who, looking back at the 2012 crop, said it was unbelievable.
My goodness, beyond any expectations. To give you a perspective, looking back at when we've broken yield records for average in the state, going back to the benchmark of 1970 when things started changing with the introduction of Flow Runner and Bravo fungicide, and you look at the yield increases, whenever we've broke a yield record for the state average, it's always been like about 100 pounds plus or minus, and in that lower 3,000 to 3,500 or something like that. The previous record was 2011 crop, 3,625 pounds per acre. 2012, 4,550. We went by it by 900 plus pounds, which is just phenomenal.
But this large crop does leave us with a huge supply, and Beasley said that offers challenges going into the 2013 crop.
Acreage management is going to be critical. We've got to reduce acreage and got to keep our rotations in sync with cotton and corn particularly. And so growers have got to consider their cost of production, lack of contracts this time of year. So it's going to be a challenging year, but the yield potential is just phenomenal with these new varieties or cultivars.
He said growers today have so many great tools to produce a good crop.
You take the genetics we have in these cultivars and the yield potential we have right now, we've seen that over the last 4 or 5 years. The other tools, the chemistries we have for controlling weeds, diseases, and insects, the other technologies such as precision ag, GPS technologies, and especially those growing for irrigation. And we were very blessed last year with some really great weather. Temperatures were ideal for peanut development, and we got good rainfall. So a lot's dependent upon the weather, obviously. But even with a lack of rainfall, not a devastating drought, but lack of rainfall, we have the tools and technologies, if managed correctly, to really have a much better yield potential than we did 10 years ago.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.